This is Referee's World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
Hello again, and welcome to the Referee's World podcast. This is a monthly audio magazine which offers education and training for football referees of all levels. My name's Darren Cullum. I'm a Level 5 referee affiliated with Somerset FA. And this is Rich Mellon, who's a PGMOL assessor and my mentor. Rich, hello.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning.
Absolutely, because it depends where you're listening to this and when you're listening to this. You could be in the tropics, you could be somewhere nice, hot and sunny, or you could be in the rain.
Well, a lot of our listeners are overseas, as we found out. Mm-hmm. And there's one or two people that we're going to mention in the podcast coming up. Where else? Oh, you could be walking the dog. You could be having lunch, you could be having tea. You know?
This is the beauty of doing a podcast, see? It's audio on demand, so you can listen to it whenever, wherever. And you can listen to it either via our brand new, very sexy looking website, which we've got to say a big thank you to somebody for helping us with that in just a moment. But you can listen online, refereesworld.co.uk, or indeed up on iTunes. I know that in the past few months we've had one or two technical issues, but that now, thankfully, has sorted itself out. Just go onto iTunes and search Referees World, and you'll find us, and you can download the episodes. And as we were saying, you can pretty much listen wherever, whenever. So this episode is literally going to be an interview. It's quite a long interview with the chairperson of Stockport RA. That's pretty much how this episode is going to roll out, Rich.
Yeah, that's we spoke to Barry Rosen, and it was a really good chat.
It became apparent that they've got some really good stuff going on up at the Stockport RA. So we thought it'd be a good idea to get Barry on, have a chat and find out what his secret is, because I know you spoke to him previously, but you got a real good vibe from what's going on up there.
Yeah, I mean, very positive, very energetic, lots of enthusiasm for referee development, making it fun, which is what this has got to be all about. Barry... through Stockport RA are willing to share their ideas. We need to be sort of promoting all those ideas as much as we can, with the help of all our other colleagues out there that listen to the podcast. We're going to be hopefully talking to Halifax RA at some stage, although they don't know this at the moment. But there was a post on Twitter earlier, and Basildon RA have been on there, and
Cambridge as well, I think.
Oh, there's quite a few out there, so we know that people are listening to us, and like I say, what we want to try and do is...
Well, if we can share everything that's going on, yeah, and just like make this Referees World community, then surely in the long run, we're all going to benefit from this.
Yeah.
And hopefully, if you are involved in an RA anywhere, not only in the country, but across the world, experiences that Barry's going to talk about will hopefully... put you in the right direction, because there was a couple of little things during the interview that I cherry-picked. I thought, oh, that's good, and that would help. Mm. Because there's various bridges to cross, isn't there, where RAs are concerned, particularly when an amalgamation is involved.
I'm not saying that those RAs that are struggling have got to merge, but things like that have got to be considered. And let me just reiterate that where Somerset RA merged, that was the merger of Bridgewater and Taunton RA. And as I understand it, Stockport have merged with Macclesfield RA. Are there other RAs out there that have merged or thinking of merging? And if your RA is struggling, why aren't you thinking about doing something positive about it? That's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to cause a storm or anything. We're just trying to get everybody up and going and get this refereeing community thing really buzzing.
So for the next half an hour or so, enjoy what Barry Rosen has to say, because he's got some very interesting points to make here on the Referees World podcast.
This is Referees World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
It's the Referees World podcast, and delighted to welcome to this episode of the podcast Barry Rolson from Stockport RA. Barry, good evening. Hello.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well, very well. Thank you very much for coming on to talk with us. Now, you initially contacted us through Twitter. So first of all, we'd like to say a big thank you for liking us and following us and indeed getting in touch. Basically, before we go into anything in great detail, particularly how you've managed to turn the RA around, tell us about your background in refereeing.
Yeah, started young. I actually passed my two tests, as they were then, in between my 16th birthday. So many, many years, 27 years later.
Oh, you're still a baby.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
Compared to Rich, that is.
Oh.
But, progressed up to Class 1 very quickly. Obviously, Level 4 as it's known now. Unfortunately, wasn't blessed as being injury-free. And after dislocating my knee and snapping cruciate ligaments and so on and so forth, couldn't keep up the fitness, unfortunately. But kept involved.
Good. Well, it's good that you've kept involved. And now you're the... Rich tells me you like to be called the chair or the chairperson as opposed to the chairman.
We don't like either, to be honest. We're such an unfussy society. It's a title because we have an honorarium... honorary positions to take up. But it's a team effort. We have a chairman, we have a president, we have a secretary. We're three people that help run a great society.
And that's clearly visible, which is a reason for you coming onto the phone to talk to us, because we'd like to specifically talk about the success of your RA and where it was and where it is now. So at this point, I'll hand you over to Rich.
Hi, Barry.
Good evening.
Hi. I mean, we hear about issues relating to the local RAs around the country, and by good fortune, we picked up on Stockport RA, and now speaking to yourself about where Stockport RA was, let's say, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Give us the base story of how it all came about, because I understand there was a merger involved.
There was a merger involved, but it goes back even further. Goes back to September 1996 when we held our 50th anniversary. And at our 50th anniversary, we had over 100 referees and the partners and local dignitaries turn up. And the chairman at the time turned around and said, "Why do we not have this many at meetings? Why do we only have 35 members approximately?" And from that, the chairman was a guy called Tim Bateman. He started the process rolling. And then through our next chairman, who was in place for about 4 or 5 years, a guy called Barry Davis, we started the ball rolling, looking at why we weren't doing this. And then I took over in the position in 2004. And my goal I set out was I wanted us to get to 100 members. We have over 280 referees in the Stockport area. Why can't we get at least 100 of those to the society? And we set out a blueprint 10 years ago of how we were going to get there and what we were going to do.
Okay.
And that was...
Can I interrupt there?
Because, yeah, certainly.
Because there must be so many similarities around the country relating to the issue that you experienced and explained in 1996. Now, I'm certainly not going to talk about the West Somerset RA, which I'm associated with, as is Darren, because we have similarities in those areas already. But I want to see if we can sort of resurrect some interest here from the grassroots refereeing fraternity in towards attending RAs and learn from what the RA can actually give referees. So when you decided to make some changes and set out a plan, what was the basics of your plan?
Basics of the plan was make it enjoyable. Too many meetings of our own were very, very formal. You don't encourage teenagers by saying you've got to turn up in a shirt and tie, you've got to be smart, you've got to wear shoes. And first and foremost, we took away the fact that there was, and it was never a written dress code, but there was a dress code, there was a formality. And straight away, all the guys on the committee and lady, we went from shirt and ties into polo shirts. We went from trousers into jeans. Jeans and shoes, it was still a formality, but it was the shirt and tie, suit and booted was gone.
Yeah.
Those days are gone for a social activity.
Yeah. Do you think it was the image of the stuffiness about wearing a collar and tie to meetings and a blazer and all things like that? Is that what we
Definitely.
Think we've moved away from now?
And we should be away from that. A story I tell was the first meeting I ever went to of Stockport referees, I got pulled to one side by the chairman. I was a 17-year-old with long hair into heavy metal music, and I was wearing a denim shirt, but I had a tie on. I got pulled to one side and told, you are not allowed to wear denim shirts.
Wow.
See, I want to go back. Sorry, I'll just steal you the thunder a bit there. In terms of encouraging the youngsters through the ranks, and this is really important at grassroots level, that's definitely not the right thing to do, is it?
No, definitely not. The only reason I went back was it happened to be my father was also a referee, and he made me go the next month. Otherwise, my society would never have seen me again.
So you literally would have walked out the door if he hadn't dragged you there kicking and screaming?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in line with what you've just made comment about, Barry, I was looking at the new RA website recently, and someone's gone on Twitter there and made comment about the photograph that's online at the moment. And actually, the quote is, with the respect, the photograph only reinforces the perception of an unrepresentative, out-of-touch, middle-class, older male association. And it's a little bit critical from the person who tweeted the information, but it's honest. And I think that's part of what we're about as well, isn't it?
Can you just describe the photo you're referring to there, Rich?
Well, the photograph I've got is on the Referees Association website, and it's the RA board, make a change, RA in action. And there's four or five persons in the photograph, and the desk is a mess. It's in disarray.
I can associate with that.
And you know, there are four or five colleagues in there who are not the younger age or not the younger end of the refereeing body at the moment. So, you know, I can see where that person who made the comment on Twitter was actually beginning to come from.
So, Barry, just moving on quickly, as we're sort of talking about, you know, bringing the youngsters through. What sort of stuff have you done to keep them interested in coming back each month?
We have to make the meetings engaging. And unlike development groups and academies, I believe they should be almost a social event with a training benefit in the background, almost second fiddle to the social. But actually, when they go away, they say, actually, yeah, I did learn something, but in an enjoyable situation. And that's something we have gone forward and really pressed home with at Stockport.
How do you feel, Rich, you might be able to help me on this one, how do you feel the younger generation at your society have amalgamated with the older generation? Is there much of a bond there between them?
Yeah, certainly, and it's passed down. There's no point, our president, who's Trevor Massey, great name, great face, a lot of people know him in the district, but there's no point him going sitting down talking with a 15, 16, 17-year-old lad or a girl, because we do have plenty of female members, going down talking to them on a social benefit, sorry, on a social one-to-one with those members. So what we do is we have committee members, and 60% of our committee are under the age of 25, and we bring through the next level and talk to those teenagers with our younger members. And that engagement, hopefully, and is doing, and it's been proven by our membership, is making sure that we have those retention of those younger people coming into our meeting.
Okay. I want to try and sort of ask a couple of questions in one quick sentence, because we're talking about the younger referees, and we hope they're all listening, because we know they do listen to the Referees World podcast. We want to make sure, you said that we ask them, or we get them to enjoy it. What are the typical things that they enjoy that you recognise that's why they're coming back? What are the topics that you're actually encouraging at meetings?
Whole variety. We have quite a set plan at the start of the season. It's an informal meeting. These are brief session on laws of the game. We have a bit of a quiz. It's more of an introductory, and we get a lot of new members in coming into the society. And it's got to be an enticement. You've got to make them want to come back in September. Christmas, we have a bit of a Christmas social. Fun games, very, very little football, but lots of talking and engagement again with the people coming through the door. But all the other sessions, we try to get a Premier League referee or assistant referee at least once a season. It's a big draw. Again, it pulls people in that maybe wouldn't try us otherwise. And then we split them between good guests with an educational slant to their presentation. We also have, we make sure that we have one of our youth members we class as under 25, make sure that they deliver a session once a season minimum, hopefully two. And the rest, we get really good speakers, presenters in to present to our members. Just for a quick example, earlier this year we had Dan Meeson in. Mm-hmm. Dan, many know he's one of the national FA managers. We had 77 in the room that night, members and guests. He had everybody up, everybody engaged. And that's really, really important to our committee to make sure that we deliver that for our members.
Yeah. Can I just touch on that meeting then? And okay, it's Daniel in his national manager's role. But give an idea to our colleagues that are listening that perhaps don't go down this road as regards inviting Daniel or Roger Vaughan in their role to meetings. What was actually going on to get them up and interacting?
Quite a scary subject, and you think, how are you going to deliver this to such a room? But 77 were there, and Dan engaged with everybody, and he made sure that what he was delivering engaged with our very older members,
yeah,
and also down to those 14, 15-year-old members that are there. And as a committee, even though, you know, Dan is of such a stature that you know he will deliver something that's brilliant, we also make sure that as a committee, we say to all our guests, be aware who's coming and give them a demographic. Also make sure that even though something should be fun and engaging, that we still expect it to have an educational benefit,
yeah,
to our members.
I think that's...
And we actually set that out, and we invite people, and we're not scared of inviting people, and we know sometimes we have to pay expenses, okay? You make allowances for that, but make sure that the person who's coming is aware of what we expect them to deliver.
Yeah, and of course they're looked after.
Definitely looked after. We very much, if somebody's travelling, we make sure that beforehand they're invited out for a meal beforehand, that expenses are paid. Very rarely do people, we offer to pay, but very rarely do they take them. But we also have two little presents at the end of the night. We get an engraved tankard. We pick them up so cheap. An engraved tankard with thanks from Stockport Referees. And there's also, we make sure, a nice bottle of red or white wine.
The essentials.
Yeah. Well done, Barry.
Yeah.
Let me go back, say, 5-10 minutes into our conversation early. If the two societies that were involved in the merger hadn't merged, what would have happened?
We would have still been the same. The merger was, unfortunately, a local RA to ourselves within Cheshire. Literally had gone down to two committee members. Nobody else was taking it on board. The person that was pretty much running it was, unfortunately, due to age, was having to relinquish the post. And nobody was going to run a society. So we gladly took everybody on board. And we're an unusual society anyway, because of our position in Stockport, we actually come under Cheshire FA, Manchester FA, Lancs FA and Derbyshire FA. So we actually have four different county referees coming into our meetings anyway. So we would gladly take them on. We were already at around 95, nearly 100. We took on some of the other RA, which pushed us that little bit further. But what we have done, we've actually grown since then. That was three seasons ago. So we're now up to 119 members, I believe.
Oh, well done, lads. What do you think the basis of the success is? And where I'm pushing this conversation at the moment is towards a team.
Yeah, very much a team. I do quite a lot for the society. I'm not going to say I don't. But as a committee, we are a team. There are different people that do different things for that team. We have a tireless secretary. Our secretary, Bob Hurran, is a name to reckon with. He's a guy from Middlesbrough and works tirelessly for our society. We have a great president who can, luckily, due to his contacts, he is an RDO, was in the Premier League, a guy called Trevor Massey. He can pull in some great guests, but solely he doesn't pull them all in. We have lots and lots of different contacts. We've got guys on the Football League who come in and work for us, and it's a team effort to get where we are and with us still pushing for. Okay.
Which is what refereeing is all about. It's all about being a team, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah. What's been the biggest challenge for you guys? And do you see other equal-sized challenges coming up in the future?
One of our challenges, we do have some amount of funds. It's actually getting people to agree to spend some of those funds. We got to an unfortunate state where, with the amount of people attending meetings, it was very hard to hear at the back of the room. So people would say, oh, we should go out and spend £100 on some speakers. Well, actually, due to our funds, actually, don't buy some cheap speakers. Let's go and spend some quality speakers and, again, improve what we're delivering. So, again, we did spend quite heavily on some speakers. But, again, that's improved the quality of our meetings so everybody can hear. Simple things like that have really made us that little bit better.
Well, that's good. That's good. What I'm we've talking to you as the first referees association in the country, what we're going to try and do is we're going to try and do a feature on podcasts now, at least one a month. And I've noticed that our colleagues from Halifax have been in touch. I think it's Barkston Ash RA have been mentioned. And I'm just thinking, let's find out about these guys. Let's find out what they're doing. Let's see if we can share news, share views, and improve the quality of what we're trying to help everybody for. Basildon RA have been on this afternoon. So they're another one that are looking at referee development. So we're trying to do as much as we possibly can here. And I think talking to you as a successful RA is a real bonus to have you first up.
We actually, as a society, actually promote your podcast as well.
Oh, that's...
The quality of your podcasts make people want to listen.
Oh, great. Thank you very much,
sir. RA should be getting involved with
it. We get together once a month and we sit here in the studio and we do this stuff and we kind of hope that somebody's taken on board some of the bits. But over the last couple of years, it's slowly seemed to work in a strange way, in a much better way than we'd hoped. So thank you very much for that, and thank you very much for promoting it. And hopefully the way in which we do these podcasts and stuff and bring guests on like yourself, it will help other people become better referees along the way.
Yeah, my point with beginning the chat with Barry and talking about Stockport RA is to spread the news about what the RA can do for referees and the development. I've enjoyed my career with the support of the RA behind me. I've equally interacted as in different positions, and I just want people to realise what the RA can actually do. It should not be a stuffy meeting whereby it's a hammer and gavel on the table and all that sort of stuff, and beating the table and chalk and talk. It's got to be creative, it's got to be educational.
Barry, very quickly, over the time that you've been in your role there, have you noticed a real change? Richard talks and has mentioned on a couple of occasions so far the stuffy image. Have you noticed a change in that over the course of the last few years?
Very much so. and it has to be a change. You're not going to get teenagers into stuffy meetings. It just doesn't happen.
Mm. I agree totally.
One last thing that we definitely advise, not on a health benefit, but afterwards, after a meeting, everybody packs up, disappears. Something we brought in 5-6 years ago now. At the end of every meeting, we provide chip butties. And it's been stolen by many societies, and gladly, go ahead and try it. But we provide about 10, 12 portions of chips, loads of butter bread. And it's not very healthy.
Mushy peas?
And it was, no, we don't do the mushy peas, unfortunately, just literally the chips and the bread. But the one thing it does is make sure that everybody afterwards stands about, and we find that you actually get the teenagers speaking to everybody else. Yeah. And they engage.
Do you know, it's when you're off guard that when you hear and get some of the best results. It's very similar in an interview situation, for example. In my professional background as a radio presenter, you often get the best bits from an interview at the end when everybody's guard is let down. And, you know, and I suppose in a way, you know, you get a couple of bags of chips and some sausages and maybe a pint of lemonade or whatever it is you drink, then jobs are gooden.
Yeah, well, for the cost... It's covered. We run a raffle. It's covered by the raffle. It costs us nothing, and it's just a great little thing at the end of meetings.
Yeah.
And our greatest advocate for stealing our idea, and please, anybody who's listening, please steal our idea, was Howard Webb. Yeah. Our guest a few years back, and Howard came in, and he just absolutely loved the fact that everybody didn't get up and leave. Everybody got up, went, grabbed a sandwich and stood about talking and talking, refereeing.
Yeah, like that idea. Like that idea. Darren, you've got a question. I can see on your face.
No, I was just literally, I was just thinking too much about the chips and how I would have mine. It would be chips and gravy for me.
No, we have to be careful. We're very lucky. One of our big things is we get to use Stockport County's executive rooms. And Stockport County have been brilliant. They don't charge us for it. Mm. We get a room that will seat 150 people, so we fit in no problems at all. And one of the big things is that we mustn't spill chips everywhere and get food everywhere. So we make sure that it is just chips and bread.
Yeah. listen, just very quickly, what about other connections and contacts that you've made through your role in the RA? Do you share these little bits of information?
We do. Manchester FA and Cheshire FA are very good. We meet with the other RAs, have a light-hearted discussion about what's working, what's not working with other RAs. Best practices are shared. And this is why I was so happy to hear from yourselves, because I thought, what a great idea. It's great that we share it between the two county FAs, but if we can share it to a bigger audience, please, you know, let's get it all spread, guys, and get it working.
Yeah, what we'd like, I mean, we publish the podcast on Somerset FA's website, and if the county FAs are interested in using the podcast to attach to their websites, we'd be happy to do that. I mean, this is about education, this is about supporting referee development, and that's exactly what we try to do. Just before we disappear now, because we've been going well now for half an hour, What's the involvement with the county RA? Do you have an active county RA?
We do. Cheshire as a whole are progressing. Altrincham, who is the RA that are next to ourselves, we work quite heavily with them. We also engage. We actually have an annual cricket match with them. Again, something else that's just out of the box, and we get a bit of a social event going. We work hard with Altrincham, and through Cheshire, we work hard with the other societies. Yeah. Manchester's catching up, and again, with the RDO in place, Chris Cavanna, I'm sure he'll be doing the same, and will help all the societies in Manchester as well.
a lot of engagement, which seems to be the secret of your success. So it's great to hear that. Just looking ahead now, use the opportunity to plug what you've got coming up for the rest of the season and tell us what you're going to be doing, where you're going to be going, what guests you've got coming in.
Yeah, certainly. Our meetings are always the second Thursday of the month. Next meeting is December, our Christmas social. Very light-hearted games.
More chips?
Well, no, actually, we'll probably be having a hot pot supper, something like that. But there'll be plenty of food on. And then through January, a new football league liner, Matty Donoghue, who's a member of our society, he's doing what it's been like for his first 3 to 4 months on the football league.
Yeah.
And then, not confirmed, but penciled in, we should have a Premier League referee for February. Okay. I won't confirm his name because he's not confirmed 100%.
Fair comment.
And then March, something that we pioneered through ourselves, we have an assistant referees match, live match. We have about 12 to 16 referees. They get about 5-10 minutes each half, depending on how many assistant referees we've got. And they'll be shadowed as they get ready for their finals, semi-finals at the end of the season. And then April is always an in-house training session. One, because it's not fair to invite a guest because we've got a lot of evenings going on, and it wouldn't be right to invite a guest when we have referees coming in between what they may be delivering. So it's always in-house. And then May is always, we go into our AGM and loads of planning ready for next season.
Excellent. Well, it's great to hear it. Just one final thing before we go. One thing I was going to ask you earlier, and it completely slipped my mind when you started talking about chips because I'm so hungry. What's your policy on using mentors for the youngsters?
We're quite unusual that we've been running a mentor system since 1969, brought in way before I was born. And that's been run under many guises, it's not a competition, but it's a way of promoting and developing referees. And we've been running that a lot more in depth for about the last 15 years, run by our secretary, a guy called Bob Hurran, and we've got 17 people who are going through our personal society mentor scheme this season. Really popular. It's very light-hearted. It's development points. There's no assessment saying you've done that wrong. It's all about helping and developing referees,
and that's what we're about.
This is the Referees World Podcast.
So, a good 30 minutes and some great advice there, Rich.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, full of energy, as we said it was. And I hope everybody has enjoyed listening to that because it was such an enjoyable conversation to have. So much positivity. Within refereeing, there are negative areas because there are some occasions when we don't enjoy doing the job. But we have to do the job. But as Barry said, let's get referees enjoying what they're doing.
One thing that really stuck out for me is the area of teamwork from the committee right the way down. And as I mentioned, in refereeing, that's what it's about. And clearly they're using that philosophy.
Well, the other thing I was going to mention, and I didn't say it on the podcast because I didn't want to be rude about Trevor Massey, but I think Barry's early description was something about a pretty face. Well,
and this is when you spoke to him the other week, wasn't it?
Mass, if you're listening, I know it's not a pretty face, mate. So. But deal or no deal, that's what I want to say.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. But and clearly they've got a big thing going on there. And I think if you follow us on Twitter, at Referees World, you can pick up a link to what Stockport RA are doing, and they're constantly tweeting and they're out there. I think that's really important. The social media thing is really working for them as well, obviously.
Yeah. Lastly, just before we finish on this point, I can sense that there's going to be an opportunity here for societies to link up and twin, if that's what you want to call it, or link up, share ideas, or take some ideas from somebody else, because Barry was talking about, you know, they've not got everything sorted out yet, but they've got a lot of things that are good to work with. And if there are local RAs listening out there and you want a couple of ideas, tap into the Referees World podcast, listen to that, contact Barry, contact other guys, and find out what it is that's making them successful. And there are people that are out there that are hugely successful.
And as Rich has already mentioned about creating this Referees World community, please use us as a tool to get your message across. If you want to be involved and get your message across to help your RA go in the right direction, then again, you're more than welcome to come on and talk to us. We've got all the time in the world to answer any of your questions as well. So
we're sat here waiting for the phone to ring.
Absolutely. Or you can get in touch with us through the website.
Or tweet, or like our
Facebook page or whatever. If you want to get in touch, best way, though, first instance, is to email us through the website. Just go to refereesworld.co.uk. And we've got to say a big thank you at this point to our good friend Ross, who runs refchat.co.uk, which is an excellent referee forum to hold up and bring up any conversations. Ross has been very helpful technically, pushing a few buttons and changing a few things for us. So Ross, who was going to be with us tonight, unfortunately he couldn't make it because of work commitments. It was a bit of a shame. But not to worry, Ross. Your time will come, my friend.
Yeah, we want to get Ross on the Referees World podcast. He's been extremely helpful and we can't say thank you enough. Mm. I haven't got enough money in my pocket.
All the blackmail and the bribes.
I might have a pound.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, get in touch with us. You can do that through the website, which is refereesworld.co.uk.
The download is complete.